This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A senior White House official is in China Tuesday for talks with officials there on a relationship that's been severely tested during U.S. President Joe Biden's term in office. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has arrived in China for 3 days of talks in hopes of maintaining communication in a relationship that has broken down during the Biden administration. Ahead of the trip, Sullivan said that likely to be discussed with his Chinese counterparts is overcapacity.
Massive subsidies going into the Chinese electric vehicle industry have eliminated a level playing field. And so part of the economic response the U.S. has taken is responding to that.
The Biden administration has taken a tough line on China, restricting the access of its companies to advanced technology and confronting China as it tries to exert influence over Taiwan and the South China Sea. I'm Donna Warder.
Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip in the last 24 hours have killed at least 18 people, including 8 children. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The civil defense, first responders who operate under the Hamas-run government, said 3 children and their mother were killed in an airstrike late Monday in a neighborhood of Gaza City. It said 3 other people were missing after that strike. Another strike late Monday hit a building in downtown Gaza City, killing a child, 3 women, and a man, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. In southern Gaza, a strike on a home early Tuesday killed 5 people, including a man, his 3 children as young as 3 years old, and a woman, according to a casualty list provided by Nasser Hospital and Khan Yunis, where the bodies were taken. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A senior Japanese official has lodged a protest after reporting a Chinese reconnaissance plane violated the nation's airspace. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Japan's chief cabinet secretary, Yoshimasa Hayashi, says a Chinese Y-9 reconnaissance plane briefly entered Japan's southwestern airspace on Monday, forcing its military to scramble fighter jets. Hayashi tells the media, "The violation of our country's airspace is not only a serious violation of our country's sovereignty, but also a threat to our security, and we consider it totally unacceptable." He adds that it's the first time the Japanese Self-Defense Force has detected a Chinese military aircraft in its airspace, and that Tokyo will continue watching Chinese military activity and do its utmost to respond to possible anti-space violations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said Tuesday it would take a long time to rebuild Britain and rid it of the rot he inherited from the previous Conservative government, warning things will get worse before they get better. In a speech given in the Rose Garden of No. 10 Downing Street, the Prime Minister's official residence, Starmer, elected in a July landslide victory, has vowed to rebuild the fabric of British society, saying this month's anti-migrant riots, which he blamed on far-right thuggery driven in part by misinformation on social media, reflected the divisions that have built up during the Conservative Party's 14 years in power.
But these riots didn't happen in a vacuum. They exposed the state of our country, revealed a deeply unhealthy society, the cracks in our foundations laid bare, weakened by a decade of division and decline.
Starmer said his government was determined to tackle a multitude of problems ranging from overflowing prisons to a shortage of housing and long waiting lists for health services. In the U.S. presidential campaign, Democratic candidate Vice President Kamala Harris is campaigning Tuesday on prices and housing, while her Republican opponents attack her and U.S. President Joe Biden's economic record. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A new campaign ad titled Every Day gives a glimpse of how the Harris-Walz campaign intends to wrestle with the specter of inflation and housing affordability issues with voters. Harris says she also wants to go after corporate price gouging and expand the child tax credit. The ad is part of a blitz targeting battleground states and features clips from the vice president's speech in North Carolina, where she unveiled a series of proposals, like building 3 million new homes and having the government provide assistance to first-time homebuyers. Former President Donald Trump has said to pay for her housing agenda and suggests cracking down on illegal immigration would somehow help. Senator J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee, speaks today on the economy at a picturesque horse farm in Big Rapids, Michigan. Jennifer King, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.